Two of the most administered biologic classes are anti-IgE and anti-IL-5 or 5R, and it is hypothesized that 1/3 of severe asthma patients are eligible for both classes of biologics. However, information on the relative clinical effectiveness between these two biologic classes is limited. Therefore, it is important to understand and compare profiles of patient groups on different biologics before researching on the comparative effectiveness of initiating one biologic versus another. Our aim here was to describe the demographic and clinical characteristics of anti-IgE or anti-IL-5 or 5R users who were eligible for both. This was an observational cohort study using data from the International Severe Asthma Registry, also known as ISAR. ISAR is the largest adult severe asthma registry in the world. Please scan the QR code at the bottom of this poster to be redirected to our supplementary document, which includes additional information on the study eligibility criteria, descriptive characteristics of interest, a patient flowchart, and patient distribution across countries. Amongst 10,777 patients, 18.3% were considered eligible for both anti-IgE and anti-IL-5 or 5R. Of these, after 2014, 846 started anti-IgE and 799 started anti-IL-5 or 5R, comprising the study cohort. 37.4% of anti-IgE and 48.3% of anti-IL-5 or 5R patients were also on long-term oral corticosteroids at the time of biologic initiation. This is shown in supplementary table 2. Anti-IgE patients were more likely to be female, with less than 80% predicted post-bronchodilator FEV1, please see table 1. And if they were on long-term oral corticosteroid, they were more likely to report osteoporosis and type 2 diabetes, please see figure 1. Conversely, anti-IL-5 or 5R patients were slightly older, had later asthma onset, and were more likely to have uncontrolled asthma, 2 or more exacerbations, FeNO of more than 50 parts per billion, and were more likely to suffer from anxiety. Please see figures 1 and 2. In conclusions, approximately 1/5 of severe asthma patients in ISAR were eligible for both anti-IgE and anti-IL-5 or 5R therapy, and most of these patients eventually initiated biologic treatment. Anti-IL-5 or 5R eligible patients tended to have more severe disease pre-biologic initiation than their anti-IgE counterparts, while anti-IgE patients had higher proportion of pre-therapy comorbidities. These findings have implication when comparing effectiveness of these biologics in the future.